It's been all over the news lately. In fact, President Trump was just there a couple of days ago, had an appointment with the Queen, and so it's been on the news. If you didn't see that, you're probably very familiar with the royal wedding that just took place not too long ago. Anybody watch the royal wedding? Prince Harry, Meghan, you know? You don't have to feel ashamed if you watch the royal wedding. We won't pull your man card, guys, if you watch the royal wedding. As a matter of fact, there was a couple hundred million people that watched the royal wedding, and so Windsor Castle was on full display. So it was kind of cool because I just, you know, maybe or maybe I didn't watch the royal wedding, but I got to be there at Windsor Castle, and this is a picture of my wife and I standing in front of the entrance to Windsor Castle. And it was actually, it was overwhelming. We had spent just a few days in London, and the first day we visited the Harry Potter studios. We got, because my kids are big Harry Potter fans, so we got to watch that. And immediately after that, we convinced our travel guide to take us. It wasn't even on our agenda, but I wanted to see Windsor Castle. It's been all over the news, and so we got to go, and it was amazing. To see that, we got to visit Buckingham Palace, which was beautiful. We saw all kinds of palaces and castles. We saw the Palace of Versailles in France. We saw London Tower. Some of these buildings, you have to understand, to give you a point of reference, some of these buildings are 800-900 years old, some 1,000 years old. And so I think one of the things I was taken back by was how these buildings have stood for such a long period of time. You think about all the battles that have taken place in this area, and some of these places are still standing hundreds of years, and everything that's taken place throughout history, and these buildings are still standing. And so I was taken back by that. I asked, one of the questions I had for our tour guide was, because you had Buckingham Palace, and then you had Windsor Castle, and so I just asked, like, what's the difference between a palace and a castle? And so she explained to us that a palace is where royalty lives, where they reside typically. That was their residence. But they would also build a castle. In this case, it was Windsor Castle. And Windsor Castle was where, when the city was under attack, where the city was under siege, they would evacuate the palace and they would go to the castle. The castle was much more fortified. In fact, you got to imagine with me, some of the walls of this castle are 10, 12, 14, 15 feet thick, these walls, and they had, it's huge, it's up in this mountain, and it surrounds this entire castle, so it's a very fortified place. It was a place of refuge, it was a place of safety during the time of war. And as I was standing there, I thought, you know, the truth is that all of us, at one point or another, we need a fortress, right? There are times when our life is under attack, where we feel under siege. And I'm not talking about a physical fortress like Windsor Castle, but I'm saying there are times when we need, you ever been there? You need a place of safety. You feel like there's an onslaught, there's an attack on your life, an attack on your marriage, attack on your family. You need a castle. You need a Windsor Castle in your life. And the psalm that we're going to look at today, Psalm chapter 46, tells us exactly where to look in these times when we're under attack, when we're under siege. Tells us exactly where we can find the type of fortress that we're looking for in these times. That when we find ourselves under attack, when we find ourselves vulnerable, that we can and always should retreat into the safety of the fortress of God Himself. And so the psalm that we're looking at today is Psalm chapter 46. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn there, or on the Bible app, or if not, we'll have it on the screen behind us. I'm going to read just a couple verses, and then we'll kind of go through it. But I want to give you just kind of an overview of this particular psalm. This is an exciting psalm this morning. Psalm chapter 46 starts out by saying, God is our refuge and strength. He's always ready to help in times of trouble. Ain't you thankful that God's always ready to help you in times of trouble? That He's always ready, that He doesn't ignore your call, He doesn't ignore your text message when you're texting, for that God's always ready in the time of trouble. So, the author says, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. He says, let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. And then I thought this is very applicable to where we're at today. He said, the nations, I'm skipping on to verse 6, the nations are in chaos. Their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. So I want you to notice, the author starts out, and he starts off by reminding us that God is our refuge, that God is he's our strength. And then he continues as he writes this song, and he builds into kind of like, the only thing I can imagine, I was reading this song, I just imagine that he's kind of building this song into this type of war cry, right? As he talks about God's our refuge, and then he says, I'm not going to fear. He said, so go ahead, let the mountains quake. Let the earthquakes happen. Let the mountains crumble into the sea. And he starts, you see this sense of confidence that's rising up inside of him as he realizes he has nothing to fear because God is his fortress. So it starts off and he's talking about God as strength. And then by the time he's done, it's like this war cry. It's like this war cry. It reminds me, I told you we'd kind of tie into some secular songs throughout this series, this summer playlist series, as we're kind of diving through the book of Psalms throughout the summer here at Red Chapel. And the song that popped up into my mind, the secular song that I thought popped up in my mind that kind of correlated with this was Katy Perry's song, Roar. Have you heard that song? She said, I've got the eye of the tiger. I wish I could sing. God, I wish I could sing. But if I could sing, I wouldn't be here this morning. I'd be on some concert stage today, packed out, thousands of people, and I can't sing, so that's not that. But she says, I've got the eye of the tiger, like a fighter. I'm dancing through the fire because I'm a champion, and you're going to hear me roar. And I sense the author kind of feeling like Katy Perry felt. She writes about how things have kept her down, but that's not going to happen anymore. And I just sense this overwhelming confidence as he begins to fully understand that God is our fortress. That God is our fortress. And so as we look at this psalm, there's 3 points to it that I'd like to break down a bit as we understand that God is our fortress. I want to give you 3 practical ways, and there's actually many ways that we could apply this truth to our life throughout the psalm. I'm just going to give you 3 quick ones this morning that we can apply this truth to our life that God is our fortress. And I hope that by the time we're finished here this morning, that when you leave here today, you can leave with this confidence. You can leave with this boldness. I want you to leave with your own war cry today that God is our fortress. So number one, the first way that we can apply this practical truth to our life that God is our fortress. Number one, you may want to write this down. You're going to want to write some things down today to carry with you throughout this week. Number one is this, we will not be shaken. God is our fortress. We will not be shaken. I want to read to you again what the author wrote. He said, God is our refuge and strength. He's always ready to help in the time of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come. We will not fear. I told you, every one of us need a fortress. And I don't mean a physical fortress, but I thought about the metaphorical earthquakes that come into our life. Have you ever felt like the ground was shaking? Like the ground that your marriage was built on was shaking? That the ground that your finances was built on was shaking? I was just thinking this week about metaphorical earthquakes that happen in our life. He goes on and he says, so we will not fear when earthquakes come. I want you to know that you don't have to fear when the earth starts to shake. He said, I won't fear when the mountains crumble into the seas. Anybody ever felt like your finances were crumbling? Anybody ever felt like that? The author says, I'm not going to fear. And I know the natural, our natural instinct when things feel like they're shaking around us, when there's uncertainty, our natural instinct is to fear, right? But the author said, I will not fear. In fact, he says, so let the mountains quake, let the mountains, or let the earthquake, let the mountains crumble into the sea. And then he says, let the oceans roar. Let the oceans roar and foam. I thought about the enemy. The Bible says we have an enemy, the adversary, the devil. And he walks about roaring like a lion. I don't know about you, but there's been times when I've heard the roar of the enemy in my life as he tried to intimidate me, as he tried fear tactics on my life to cause me to think at times that what I was going through was going to break me, that I wasn't going to last, that things in my life and relationships weren't going to make it. I want you to know this morning. Man, I just feel like preaching with such a boldness to you today. I want you to know this morning that we have a confidence, not in ourselves, not in and of our own abilities, but God is our fortress. We will not be shaken. I want you to understand that the foundation that your life is built on, that when you put your life into God's hands, that it will not be shaken. It will not be shaken. You should see the foundation of some of these places that we got to visit that have withstood hundreds, even a thousand years. I want you to know something this morning, that nothing that comes against you, when God is your fortress, will break you, that we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. So no wonder why, when the author gets this understanding of the fortress of God that he finds himself in, so he says, so we will not fear. I want you to be able to leave here this morning, no matter what you're facing in life, no matter what mountains are crumbling beneath your feet, no matter how much the earth is quaking underneath you this morning, I want you to leave here today saying, I will not fear. I want you to have a boldness. The author said, so go ahead, let the oceans roar. I want to put notice to the enemy today. Go ahead and roar. Go ahead and make all the loud noises you want. Go ahead and try all your fear tactics. Go ahead and try to intimidate me. I want you to know this morning, I find myself in the confines of the fortress of God. I will not be shaken. You will not be shaken. You will. That's encouraging this morning. That's something to get excited about this morning. We will not be shaken. The walls are thick. They cannot be moved. The foundation is solid, and it cannot be crumbled. This, my friends, is what it's like to live in the fortress of God. We can stand with confidence and say, we will not be shaken. The second way that we can apply the truth that God is our fortress is this, is that we will not be defeated. We will not be shaken. We will not be defeated. Notice what he says in verse 4. He says, a river brings joy to the city of God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot, did you catch that? It cannot be destroyed. In fact, he says, from the very break of day, God will protect it. You wonder how I know that my marriage will not be destroyed? Because God dwells in the city. I've just decided that my family would be built inside the fortress of God. And so, believe me, we've suffered attacks. My family, we've suffered attack, but I know this, my family will not be destroyed because I've decided that God will be the God of that city. And now I live with this confidence that at the break of every day, God comes out and he makes a decision that I'm going to protect that city. This is the confidence that we can have when God is our fortress. Some of you today, you're questioning whether or not you're going to be overcome by the battle that you're facing today. You've got enemies in your life this morning. We all face enemies in our life. For some of us, it's the enemy of sickness that we're faced today. I want you to know something. we will not be destroyed. Did you hear me? I said we will not be destroyed. The scripture says that this city cannot be destroyed. Some of us, we're facing the enemy of sickness this morning. We will not be destroyed. Some of you are facing the enemy of addiction this morning. And I want to tell you today, we will not be destroyed. I know, as I'm saying this, I know the enemy's roaring. His voice is loud this morning, and he wants to convince you that you're not going to make it, that you're going to be overcome, that it's going to crumble. Listen to me this morning. If God is your fortress, we will not be destroyed. Some of us are facing the enemy of broken relationships. Some of us are facing the enemy of bad choices. Some of us are facing the enemy of evil that's been done against you. Some of you are facing the enemy of jealousy this morning. I want you to know, we will not be destroyed. We are part of a city where God the Most High dwells, and it is a city that cannot be destroyed. God, every single day, comes out. He said, from the very break of day, God will protect it. Here's what I'm telling you this morning. You need to stop living in fear. You need to stop worrying about whether or not you're going to be overtaken and the enemy's going to win. He don't, listen, when the battle is over, whatever battle you're facing, just know, when the battle is over, when everything's settled, we win. We win. And so I'm going to stand with confidence today, knowing that the victory has already been won in God, that God's protecting me. I don't have to fear. And so I want you to notice, watch how the author writes the lyrics to the song. He says, God protects it, but then he takes it a step further. Watch what he says in verse 8. He said, come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. What if today is the day that God just decides the war's over in your life? Could it be today you didn't know this was going to happen, but you just decided to come to church? You decided to trust God today. What if today is the day that God says the war's over? And when God says the war's over, just so you know, the war's over. The enemy don't have a voice against that. And so listen to the kind of God that we serve. He's the kind of God that causes wars to end throughout the earth. And then I love this. So not only does God protect us, watch this. So he's not only our defense, but he goes on the offense for us. Watch what he says. It says he breaks the bow and he snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. I love this. Because I just pictured, you understand, I'm just over here, we're visiting all these castles, and I'm thinking of the types of battle that were fought as they're shooting their bows and their arrows, and they're trying to get them over top of the walls of these fortified fortresses. And I pictured some of the arrows that the enemy was pulling back on some of our lives. And the scripture says that not only does God protect us, but he says he's going to go before us, and he breaks the bow. He snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. What the author is saying here is that God's going to take care of our enemies, that God will not allow his children to be destroyed, that God will not allow the enemies of his children to be victorious. God is on our side today. We will not be defeated. I like how Paul writes about this in Romans. He says, what shall we say then about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? Think about it. I want you to take whatever's coming against you today, and I want you to put it in perspective this morning. If God's for you, who can be against us? If God's for us, who can be against? See, you got your focus on your problem. You got your focus on the enemy, and you're distracted. What you ought to be doing is you ought to be putting your focus on God. And you would realize, you would get the same confidence that the author of this psalm, the same confidence that the author of Romans has here today. If God be for us, who can be against us? And then watch what he says. He says, does it mean that He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or we're persecuted, we're hungry, we're destitute, we're in danger, we're threatened with death. Does that mean that God doesn't, that God no longer loves us if we still face this? I'm here to tell you today that you're still going to face persecution, that there will still be calamity in your life, but it doesn't mean that God no longer loves you. In fact, he says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And then look at this. Here it is. This is confidence. This is what I want you to leave with today. He says, I am convinced. I'm convinced. I want to convince you this morning that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Listen, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor fears for today, or worries about tomorrow, not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. He says there's no power in the sky above. There's no power in the earth beneath. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I want you to tell yourself that this morning. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, nothing. Listen to me this morning. Nothing can separate you from his protection. Nothing can separate you from his refuge. Nothing. I know some of you are facing things in life right now, and you feel like you're going to be overcome. You feel like you're going to be defeated. You need to know that nothing, nothing can separate you. Nothing can separate you from his power. Nothing can separate you from his strength. Nothing. We only need to find ourselves safe with inside the fortress of our God. We just find ourselves hid inside of him, and then we let God do the rest. And then and when you have this type of confidence, when you can become convinced that we will not be shaken, we will not be destroyed, when we truly understand that, I think we can actually learn this third point, that I think is the third way that we can apply that God is our fortress to our life. And it's very simple. It's simply be still. Be still. And I want you to catch this, because here he writes out, he's writing this song. As he writes through the lyrics, he's writing about the mountains are crumbling, the earth is shaking, the enemy is on the attack. He's trying to destroy him. And then in verse 10, he's now all of a sudden God decides to speak, and his message is simple. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven, we sang about this song earlier, the Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. So now all of a sudden God begins to speak through the lyrics of the song, and he just simply says, be still. Be still. I know this is completely contrary to how we naturally want to react when we're facing adversity, right? When you're facing a problem and you can't figure out a solution, you want to do everything in your power to try to solve it, right? When you're facing the enemy, you want to do everything within your power to try to attain the victory. You want to manipulate every situation so that you can overcome. And you'll exhaust yourself. Some of you are facing things right now, and you're exhausting yourself trying to find the solution, trying to work it out, trying to make sure that everything is okay. And you know what God would say to you this morning? Be still. Be still. Be still. Stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing right now. Stop. Stop. Be still. Stop trying to fight. Stop trying to take it into your own hands. Stop exhausting yourself, trying to figure it out. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Stop being full of fear. Stop. Just be still. Let your fighting cease. Let your struggling, listen to me, this is what God wants to speak to you this morning. Let your struggling stop. Let your fear subside. Let your worries fade away. Simply be still and let God be God. Let God be God. That's what God would say to us this morning. I know it's so contrary to what we naturally, our natural reaction when everything, when all hell is breaking loose in our life. And we're frantic, we're worried, we're overcome by fear. And God's saying, hey, be still. Stop. Some of you need to hear this morning. You need to stop worrying. You need to stop fighting. You need to stop exhausting yourself trying to figure out. Can I clue you in on something this morning? The battles that you're facing right now, they're not yours anyways. They're God's. Did you hear me? The battles that you're facing, some of you are wanting to engage. You're wanting to get in the midst of the battle. You want to get in the heat of the battle. The battle's not yours. It's God's. You need to rest. What you need to do, I told you the difference between a palace and a fortress is when the enemy attacks, when the city's under siege, you know what they do? They don't run from the palace and try to fight. They run to Windsor Castle. They run to the fortress. If they can get behind the walls of the fortress, they know everything's going to be okay. It's built to withstand the enemy. Listen to me this morning. There are some battles that you're facing that, I'll be honest with you, you can't overcome by yourself. You can't withstand them in your own ability. You just need to make your way to Windsor Castle. You need to get to the fortress of our living God and know that everything is going to be okay. You just need to be still. Just be still. I want you to stand with me this morning. I believe that today, God is wanting to quiet the voices of the enemy in your life today. I know the enemy. I know. He goes about, and he's loud, and he's obnoxious, and he fills our mind with fear. He fills our hearts with anxiety and stress and exhaustion. And some of you are facing that this morning. You got situations in your life. You got situations in your finances. You got situations in your family. You got situations in relationships this morning. They're broken. They're under attack. The enemy's trying to destroy you. He's trying to tear away your family. He's trying to destroy your mind. Listen to me this morning. Stop. Be still. Why don't you close your eyes with me this morning? I want you to let the Holy Spirit speak peace into your life today. This is what God would say to you this morning.